Inspector's Train and get down to it. It's what I do here. Can you believe it? Monday, God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, February 3rd, 2020. It's caucus day in Iowa. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Super Bowl 54. Expected to be a close game between the Chiefs and 49ers. It did not disappoint. Nothing more American than the gladiators of the gridiron dueling to be the best. Number two, the World Health Organization first issued a global health emergency. Now the United States has followed suit to deal with this fast-spreading coronavirus. Could be a pandemic, we're told. And number one, huge week in politics. Huge week in politics. It begins with the Iowa caucuses tonight in the Hawkeye State. Bernie knows it's his to lose. Then we'll have a live report from Des Moines today. Then tomorrow, it's the State of the Union. And Wednesday, everyone expecting the ill-fated and ill-conceived impeachment to come to an end. Bernie and company still talking about that. Game day in Iowa is today. All right, it's game day today in Iowa, and just 273 days to go until the main event, Election Day 2020. Good to have you here. We got so much to cover. You know, I want to start with the Iowa caucuses. It's an odd way to get to the conclusion. It won't start until 8 o'clock tonight, and people convene at churches and schools and back rooms to get together to talk about who they choose. And then you kind of go to your corner. Your people go over to your caucus. There'll be a group of people here in this corner. And to remain viable through each round, your candidate has to be picking up 15% of the people in the room. If you don't have 15%, you're no longer viable. Now, here's the change. In years past, as you would get through a round, I guess they call it a round, you are allowed to choose what candidate you're with. But now, if your candidate is viable and you're at a 15% group, you can't move. You're there. But those that have candidates that are no longer viable, they can move. They can go join Bernie or Biden or whatever. And so that's going to play out tonight. And it is Bernie Sanders to lose. All the polling as of late shows Bernie Sanders and his communist message are up for the task of winning this time around. They believe they won in 2016 as well, but feel the system was rigged against them. Now, here's the problem. The Democratic National Committee is now working on rule changes, kind of manipulating things. They're not real excited about Bernie being the candidate, I can tell you that, because he's not really a Democrat. He's a Democratic Socialist. He is, as the president said, a communist. We'll get to that in a minute. But they're all putting it out there for you. But let's start with Pete Buttigieg, for example. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, never taken too seriously in the early going, now seems to be getting some traction. I think he's still 37 years old. The mayor of South Bend, a city of 100,000, give or take, not a major city in America, and should not be considered a major candidate. But when you look at what the Democrats are running, well, Mayor Pete doesn't look that bad to some of them. Dark horse, far-left mayor from Middle America, has not one issue, by the way, with trashing 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump. Here's the problem, Mr. Mayor. In order to win the presidency in 2020, the Democrats have to attract some of those Trump people back. Some of those deplorables have to come back home to their base, to their traditional base of being a Democrat. And you ripping on them, probably not good politics, but hey, I'm just a guy doing commentary. Bite number two with Mayor Pete. Bite two. Go.
But Republicans have been seizing, including in a new Trump ad, on a statement you made saying, quote, anyone who supported this president is at best looking the other way on racism. You've also said that on my show. That's almost 63 million Americans who you're painting with a pretty broad brush. Do you regret saying that at all?
No, I'm very concerned about the racial division that this president has fostered. And I'm meeting a lot of voters who are no longer willing to look the other way on that, looking for a new political home.
You know, that's not what I'm seeing out there. You know, but I appreciate it. No, I'm not afraid of saying anybody that voted for Trump is a racist. Thank you, Mayor Pete. Greatly appreciate that. Apparently, anybody who voted for the president is a racist and a bigot and a knuckle dragger and probably a host of other things as well. Pretty sad, isn't it? Pretty sad. Joe Biden out on the road, too. And a poor showing tonight could mean real trouble for Joe Biden. Old Joe is in trouble. I mean, really old Joe is in trouble And he forgets where he is, forgets what's going on, forgets what city he's in. He doesn't remember salient points about what's going on around him. And these are not the Joe Biden gaffes of years gone by. These are not the misstatements and the mistakes and the, you know, mixing things up and saying the wrong thing. This is not what it is. These are mistakes that are easily attributable to his age and his sharpness. I mean, and I'm sorry, but that's what this is. You know it, so do I. Anybody watching this can say, hey, he just doesn't look sharp. He looks like he's lost a step or two or three. Listen to it. Bite number three from Joe Biden. Bite three. Go.
I've been doing this. I hate to acknowledge it, but how you doing, man? Great to see you. This is one of the leaders in Massachusetts. This is a really, 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 really fine man. Anyway. So, thanks for being here. Speaking of loyalty, God love you. Thank you. But at any rate, the fact is that I even forgot what the hell I was going to say. Excuse my language.
Yeah, I forgot where I
am. Abby's for president, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. And we've all done that, but when you start to see that happening day after day, stop after stop, it's got to concern you. Only 200 people turning out there for that gathering of Joe Biden. 200. I could draw 200 to a gathering if I claim to be running for president. Compare that to the Des Moines rally for the president here on Thursday of last week, and it's no comparison at all. The president, by the way, surprising many when he got down to the questions of who's he going to compete against? Who does he think is going to be good? And where we're going as a country. We're going to get to all of that after the break. Get to all of that after the break because I want to have time for it. The first ad from the president during the Super Bowl I thought was incredibly effective. And then you had the big splash about the ad from Mike Bloomberg that unfortunately was completely dishonest. Mike Bloomberg ran an ad with a mother who had lost her son, and I don't make light of that. She lost her son to a shooting. George, I believe his name was. But they gave the statistic that 2,700 children in America die from gun violence each year. Well, okay, but they also include 18 and 19-year-olds in that stat. If you took those two adult ages out, it cuts the number by 50%. Oh, and by the way, the guy that was killed that the mother was talking about that they portray or allude to as a child was 20 years old. And again, I'm not making light of the woman losing her child to violent gunfire. But to allude to the fact that he's a child when he's 20 years old and try to give the idea that 2,700 kids are murdered in America each year, it's dishonest. It's what I expect from Mike Bloomberg, but it's dishonest. Quick break. We'll be right back right here on the Steve Gerber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because SAD is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.